Always amazes me how our song leaders pick out songs that tie right in with the lesson. And Bobby Fry, doing our audio stuff, has picked out the songs for our night worship, our Sunday night worship. And earlier, before we were able to meet together again, then Bobby was picking out all the songs. And that last song fits right into our lesson, but it would fit into so many lessons. And that's usually the thing that is the case. When we sing songs that depict the Word of God and we talk about the Word of God, it has application in so many different ways in so many different areas. This evening, I wanted us to talk about missing the mark. One of the early definitions of the words that are translated by our English word sin, the early definitions of those words were missing the mark. And the idea is depicted kind of in this little cartoon figure, where there are a lot of arrows that are there, and not any of them actually hit the bullseye or actually hit the exact target. They're missed all the way around. I kind of like the caption on the little cartoon as well. The man is blindfolded, and the caption says, "Ready, fire, aim." And so many times we have a tendency to do that. We do things without knowing what we're doing and why we're doing it and exactly what the intent is. And we have a tendency a lot of times to ready and fire and then aim at what it is we are trying to hit. And if sin is missing the mark or missing the target, then what's the target? What is it exactly we are to be aiming at? What is it exactly we are striving for? I think while the answer to this may seem obvious, I don't think it's quite so obvious. And maybe what we think is an obvious answer may put us in a direction where we could very likely miss the target. So I think it's very important that we consider, what is the target? What's the mark that we don't want to miss? What are we aiming for? Can there be wrong targets? Yes, there can. There can be a lot of different wrong targets. There can even be some we think may be the correct target that may be the wrong target. For instance, look at these verses with me, and I want you to ask yourself a question with regard to each of the three verses we're about to turn to and read. And what I want you to think about is, how can you do what the people in this verse were doing and miss the mark? And yet that's exactly what happened. These verses describe individuals who were doing what we would think they need to be doing, but in each case, they missed the mark. So what were they doing? Well, open your Bibles. I want you to read along with me. The first one will be in Acts chapter 23 and verse 1. The Apostle Paul is before the Sanhedrin. This is just prior to the time that he makes his journey to Rome. But in Acts chapter 23, Paul speaks in his defense, and he says this. Paul looked straight at the Sanhedrin, that's the rulers of the Jews, and he said, "My brothers, I have fulfilled my duty to God in all good conscience to this day." I often struggled with that verse, knowing that what's said in other translations is equivalent to what's said here in the New International Version, where Paul says, "I have lived before God in all good conscience to this very day." Well, that would mean he was living in all good conscience when he was killing Christians. That would mean that he was living in all good conscience before God when he was trying to destroy the name of Jesus. And he was. He was living in all good conscience, but his conscience was wrong. He was living in keeping with what he thought God wanted him to do, But what he thought God wanted him to do, he was wrong about. He was living the way he thought would please God. But the way he was living, when he thought he was pleasing God, was not at all pleasing to God. Well, that's kind of sobering. That'll get your attention. Here is a man who has lived in all good conscience. And then when he came to understand what God really said, he realized he was the worst of all sinners. He realized that he was the chief of all sinners. But he never lost his desire to please God. And because he never lost his desire to please God, he let go of what he was doing that was different from God's word and started actually following God's word. But here's Paul, and we raise the question, how can he do this? How can you live before God in all good conscience and miss the target? Well, that's exactly what he did. He writes a little bit more about that in a verse we're going to in just a second. But first, maybe Jesus helps us a little bit. Jesus, in the book of John, chapter 5, starting with verse 36 and reading through verse 40, is talking to the Jews. And he says something about the Jews that we would think means they are right on target. But somehow or another, they've missed the target. Look at what Jesus says in John chapter 5, starting with verse 36. I have testimony weightier than that of John. Jesus is talking about the proofs that he was the Christ, the Son of God. For the works the Father has given me to finish, the very works that I am doing, testify that the Father has sent me. He's talking about his miracles. And soon to be his death, his burial, and his resurrection. All of those are things that point to him being the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of the living God. And the Father who sent me has himself testified concerning me. You have never heard his voice or seen his form, nor does his word dwell in you, for you do not believe the one he sent. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. What was the target that the Jews were aiming at? The scriptures, the law of Moses. But those scriptures talked about Jesus, but they completely missed Jesus. Those scriptures described the Messiah, but they completely missed the Messiah. They had the wrong target because they were looking at scripture, not fully and completely, not in the way God would have it to have been read. They were reading it more in mind with their traditions. Look at this one. Philippians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. The Apostle Paul goes back and describes his life and the way it used to be. And he describes for us what was wrong. And he came to realize what was wrong. And the first six verses of the book of Philippians chapter 3, listen to what he says. Further, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it's a safeguard for you. Watch out for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. He's talking about his own people. He's talking about the Jews. For it is we who are the circumcision. Who serve God by his Spirit and boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh, though I myself have reason for such confidence. If someone thinks they have reason to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day, of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews. In regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness based on the law, faultless. If you notice the very next verse, Paul says, but all these things that I considered gain, I counted to be loss, so that I could come to know Christ. He was headed for the wrong target. He was aiming for the wrong target. The Jews were aiming for the wrong target. Even though they were studying Scripture, they missed what it said. They missed what it pointed to. They missed the main target. What's our target? What is our target? What are we aiming for? Could it be restoring New Testament Christianity? Now that seems like a good target. To go back to being Christians like they were in the New Testament. What could be wrong with that? Well, what could be wrong with following Scripture? Not one thing. Provided we follow Scripture. And not just pick and choose certain passages or certain thoughts or ideas. And fail to look at the total message of Scripture. And we fail to include the total context of Scripture, including all that is said about God and about Jesus, and all that they reveal about everything that we're wondering about and calling into question. Because if we fail to do that, and if we just pick out certain things and basically follow our human tradition, we run a great danger of missing the target, in the same way that the scripture readers of the Jewish nation missed the target, in the same way that Saul of Tarsus, living before God in all good conscience, missed the target because he wasn't reading exactly what God was saying. He was more emphasizing traditions based on certain things certain scriptures said rather than all of Scripture. And the totality of Scripture. So what's the target? Here's the target. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Jesus Christ is our target. Jesus Christ is what we're aiming for. Jesus Christ is what we're striving to know and to obey and to follow. And if we do that, we will be following Scripture. If we do that, we will be following the very words of God. Look at how Paul finishes up in Philippians chapter 3. Begin where we left off, and let's start with verse 7, and just read down a few verses to verse 14, and look at the difference, the change that took place in Paul. Whatever was gained to me, I consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I've already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. The target is Jesus. We must aim for the target. We must not fall short of the target. We'll never get there perfectly, but that's what we strive for. We are striving to hit the target. Back in the book of Galatians chapter 2, verses 19 and 20, the Apostle Paul summarizes his life, his target, and our target. For through the law, I died to the law so that I might live for God. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not set aside the grace of God, for if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing. Our target is Jesus Christ, striving to be like him, striving to come to know him and to follow him in what he says. Then we will be like the Christians of the New Testament. I hope you have a good evening. I hope you have a blessed week. Thank you for being with us tonight. And let us go to God and our Father in prayer as we close out our service this evening. Father, we thank you so much for Jesus, for him coming to this world and showing us what it's like for a human to live in the very presence of God and being guided completely and totally by the very Spirit of God. And we ask you, Father, to help us to strive to be like him, to focus on his word, to come to know him, to focus on his will, to come to be like him. Thank you, Father, for loving us and the hope that you give us in your Son, Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.